next door here, they have a place where you can borrow books.
That's a library, the Carnegie Library, we call it.
Oh, is it a Carnegie Library?
Yes.
When did they put that here?
Just 10 or 15 years ago. But we have a state law that if 10 or 15 people petition, why we can get a library. Of course, Carnegie doesn't, or his gift or whatever it was, his
foundation.
It helps the counties support these libraries. That's why we call them Carnegie Libraries. This is just a branch library for Uinta County. There's one in Evanston, too. And one in Lyman.
Now, you mentioned you have a daughter and a son. Do you have brothers?
Yes.
So the relationship between your brother and your son, for example, would be?
He was a nephew.
Okay, and your brother would be his?
Uncle.
And your brother's wife would be his?
Aunt.
And do you remember any of your teachers from school growing up?
Oh, yes.
Mostly
local.
Did you have a man teacher, mostly?
Mostly women in those early days, especially. Men didn't teach much in those days.
Now, would they have a different name, for example, for a women teacher? They call them by
it? Well, we call them school moms.
Now, when you first got married, did you have anybody stand up for you at the ceremony?
No, well, witnesses, you mean. There was two witnesses. We took them out of the county courthouse, just the clerks there. They signed the certificate.
They have in marriages now around here, they have best man and bridesmaid.
Oh, yes. Most of the time.
So the man who stands up for the groom is called the
bridegroom. Now, what is it?
Is he the best?
Best man. Yeah.
And who stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaids. Usually have three or four.
Now, are there any other relatives of yours that we haven't talked about, any especially colorful ones?
Well, I had an uncle, just older, Lee was his name, and my father, that he was a trapper a lot of times. He was a rancher, but he had to shear sheep, and my dad did too. In fact, the shearing sheep business was where they got their main money to pay the taxes and stuff. Well, anyway, this guy was a trapper, and he trapped the last 7 wolves in this part of the country.
They're all gone now?
All gone, no. None have been seen since he got those 7.
Now, where did they graze their livestock? They
take out we had free range up until 1933. We just turn them loose and they'd go out to muddy. Out here to the mountains, anywhere within 50 miles about, and then we'd have to round them up in the fall. Yeah.
So it's a lot simpler then, maybe.
Yeah.
What about, do you remember the first house you ever lived in?
Well, yes, it was a little log cabin with a wooden floor, but it didn't have any cement foundation, just had stones. And it happened to have a gabled roof. But my grandfather's house was a dirt floor at first. Later on, they got it floored, but it was a gate and a dirt roof.
Oh, it had a dirt roof?
Uh-huh.
Didn't
you
get
muddy? No. You get that much dirt on top, or the rain don't get through.
About a foot of dirt?
Uh-huh. Especially if it's a little clay, and that's what we try to get. Adobe, we call it. And slope about like that. And that was
just barely sloped.
Mm-hmm. And that was what we lived in those early days.
That's interesting. Did you have anything on the side to catch the water?
No. Didn't bother about that. Just let it drop on the ground. We don't have. It's only 9 inches of rain here, so it don't bother much.
So nobody has